by any other name.
Well, I heard a story about that down through life's journey, and they called it a gourd.
A gourd?
A gourd. I don't know why that come about, but the man told me they used to call the front porches gourds. And I don't know why they would call it a gourd. That's the name of, that I never did register in my mind. If they called it that, why that they called it that, you see. I don't know why they called
that
it
is.
Gourd. Oh, yeah. I know the real name now. That they have been called Pisers. Front Pisers.
I see.
Yeah, I've heard of that several times. Front Pisers.
Ever heard it called Gallery?
Oh, yeah. Gallery, Pisers. Maybe that's about all.
What's that roof made out of on that on Beasley's house over there?
That's tin.
What?
Galvanized tin.
Oh.
Yeah.
You reckon that makes a racket when it rains?
Oh, yeah. But you see, there's so much lofting and everything, it don't do too bad. Yeah.
Some people like to have a little noise when they go to sleep.
Yeah, I like a slow rain. Now, I don't like nothing dripping on the house. Excuse me. I paid out about $25 to get them limbs cut from over mine one day. I don't like nothing dripping on the house. I don't like something dripping off the house on a, like a lid or something getting thrown under that, making a racket. No.
Yeah,
I get up, come out and get out there and move it.
You ever see these things that people have on the side of their roof? You know, they'll take the rainwater off.
Them troughs, yeah. I think they got a new name for their troughs now. We call them troughs.
Yes.
But I think they got another name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I clean them out over here for people on the streets, you know, get stopped up.
Well, you know, some of these houses that have different slopes of the roof, a place where two different slopes would meet like that.
That's what they call a, gutters. All them gutters.
Mm-hmm. You ever been up on a roof having to put on new shingles or anything?
Oh, yeah, I've been up on that and right there putting a new top on. Sure it is. Tearing the other one off, what's the job?
Big part?
Where they nailed them big old paper nails.
Mm.
Tearing that off, getting out of the way, off that lumber. That'll work you, boy. You just have to take a grubbing hole and chop them off of there, knock them off. You know. We had a mess with that. So when we put it back on there, we didn't even put no felt on there. We just put the tar paper on back, right down on the roof, on the lumber. And then I tarred it, and every other year I put tar on it. That's just good. $1 million.
You know, on these frame houses, they'll have these boards on the outside, and they're fixed so that they kind of overlap each other like that. Have you ever heard that called anything?
Outside ceiling, a weatherboard. That's what that's like. That's the way that one is. It's weatherboarded outside. Now, let's see, there's it's weatherboarding's all I've ever heard of.
What about shiplap? You ever heard of that?
No, I never liked that one, mm-hmm. Shiplap.
I see. Did people who lived around here, did they ever have any little sheds or places, little houses out back where they might keep tools or firewood?
Yeah. Oh, these folks got a little shed back there. Me and the boy refixed it up nicely.